Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU's Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Nun. As we begin Mizmor Nun, allow me to introduce the Meshorer, the composer of this Mizmor, since this is the first time we've encountered him in Sefer Tehillim. His name is Asaf, and he is the head of one of the three families of Leviim. The Midrash Seder Olam Rabbah lists Asaf as one of the 48 Neviim whose words were written down and preserved for future generations. He was the head of one of the families of Leviim, and his name appears in Divrei Hayamim as one of the chief composers during the time of David HaMelech, though Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Avraham Ben Ezra, Spanish commentator in its introduction to Sefer Tehillim, notes that Asaf lived during the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, and it will be one way of understanding the Mizmorim where Asaf refers to the destruction of the Mikdash. The Mizmor will give us a glimpse of Asaf. There will be 11 more Mizmorim in Sefer Shlishi. And the Mizmor begins with divine revelation and a subsequent gathering. Mizmor le'Asaf, Kel, Elokim Hashem, Diber Vaikra Aretz, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o. A psalm of Asaf, God, the Lord God, speaks and summons the earth from where the sun rises to where it sets. The words Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o echo words we say in Hallel from Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Gimel. Who is gathering? According to Amos Chacham, this is a gathering of those who fear God. They've come for Avodat Hashem, they've come to bring Olot and Zvachim, and the Leviim are singing and playing instruments. All the music helped Asaf have Ruach HaKodesh, and he saw this vision of Hashem going from the Mikdash with all of his glory to judge his people. We have a description of the revelation. Mitzion Michlal Yofi Elokim Hofia. From Tzion, pure beauty, God shines forth. Yavo Elokeinu va'al yecharash, esh lefanav tochel, usvivav nis'ara me'od. Let our God come, let him not hold back. A devouring fire flares before him, a wild storm rages around him. We have a description of who has come to this gathering and for what purpose. Yikra l'shamay me'al ve'el ha'aretz ladin amo. He calls on the earth and the heavens above for the judgment of his people. And what does Hashem say? Isfuli chasidai, gather my devoted ones to me, kortev riti ale zavach, those who forged a covenant with me by sacrifice. V'yagidu shamayim tzidko ki Elokim shofetu, zela. The heavens tell of his justice, for God himself is the judge. Hashem is judging. The second part begins with Tochacha, with rebuke, and we see Hashem rebuking Bnei Israel over a problem that existed throughout Tanakh, the misuse of Korbanot. We will see this theme throughout other Nevi'im as well, and they get angry with Bnei Israel for bringing a Korban and believing, that's it, I turned in the assignment. Doesn't matter if the homework is right, if the answers I gave are correct. I brought my Korban and I did what I was told. We see Shmuel rebuking Shaul after Shaul tries to explain why he didn't kill the Amaleki sheep. Why waste such excellent sheep if they can be used as a korban to Hashem? From Shmuel Aleph Perk Tidvav, which is a Haftarah for Shabbat Zachor. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Hachafetz l'Hashem bo'olotu v'zvachim, kishmo bekol Hashem? Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obedience to the Lord's voice? Hine Shmoa mizevach tov. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Lakshiv, compliance, michelev elim, better than the fat of rams. This mistake will cost Shaul the throne, and the message that Shmuel gives is echoed by others who follow him. We have Yeshayahu rebuking Bnei Israel in the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, which becomes the Haftorah for Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, Shim'u Dvar Hashem Kitzinei Sdom, Ha'azinu Torat Elokeinu Am Amora. Listen to the Lord's voice, you officers of Sdom. Hear the teaching of our God, you townsmen of Amora. What have Bnei Israel done that is so bad that Hashem, through Yeshayahu, is calling them residents of Sdom, a city so bad it was destroyed? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lama li rov zivrechem yomar Hashem? Why, says the Lord, would I want all these offerings? Savati olot elim v'chelev miriim. I am sated with burnt offerings, with rams and fleshy creatures fat. V'dam parim ukvasim v'atutim lo chafatzti. I don't want any more the blood of bulls and sheep and goats. I'm done. I want you to listen. And we're going to see that even more so in Hosea and then in Micha. Hosea, and these words becomes the Haftarah for Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat before Yom Kippur, Perek Yudalid, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Kashelta B'Avonecha O Yisrael, return, go back to Hashem your God, for you have stumbled in your sinfulness. Kichu Imachem Dvarim V'Shuvu El Hashem, take with you words of remorse and say to Him, forgive all of our sins and accept our goodness. Instead of calves, we offer our words of prayer. This, says Hosea, is what we should be doing. Forget the korbanot if we feel that simply sacrificing is enough. You need to mean it. You have to acknowledge things. You have to say thank you. You have to say I'm sorry. The words are far more important than all the fat and the blood and the sheep. We see this also in Micha, Perek Vav. Hayirtze Hashem ba'alfei elim. Does God want 1,000 rams? Birvivot nachale shamen, with rivulets of oil. Haten b'chori pish'i. Should I offer my firstborn as payment for my crimes? Pri vitni chatat nafshi. The fruit of my womb for the sins of my being? No. Higid lecha adam matov. Man, God has told you what is good. Ma Hashem doresh mimcha, what the Lord seeks from you. Ki masot mishpat vavat chesed. Do justice, love goodness, and walk modestly with your God. But B'nai Israel want the easy way out. They want to bring the animal and feel that they are done. Instead of a korban, really what they have achieved is something I call cowicide. They have killed a cow. They certainly have not achieved their goal of what a korban is supposed to accomplish, to come close, karov, to God. They forget that Hashem does not need our korban. As Asaf says in this mizmor, Shima'a ami vadabera, Yisrael va'idabach, listen, my people, and I will speak. Yisrael, I will testify against you. Elokim elokecha anochi, I am God, your God. Pasuk chet lo al zvachecha ochichecha, I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices, v'olatecha l'negdi tamid, or for your burnt offerings ever before me. Lo ekach mi beitcha far, I claim no bulls of your home. Mimlechtootecha atudim, no he-goats from your folds. Why? It would be like bringing gold to Fort Knox or tea to China. Hashem has all the animals he would ever need. As he says in the next pasuk, pasuk yud, ki li kol chai to ya'ar, for all the forest beasts are mine, the cattle of 1,000 hills. Behemot beharerei aleph. Yadati kol of harim viziv sadai imadi. I know every bird of the mountains, the creatures of the field belong to me. Furthermore, Hashem doesn't get angry, nor does he need to eat. Pasuk Yud Bet, Im Erav Lo Amar Lach Ki Li Tevelum Loa. Were I to hunger, I would not tell you, for mine is the world and all that fills it. Ha'ochal Besara Birim V'Dama Tudim Eshted. Do I eat the flesh of bulls? Do I drink the blood of the he-goats? Korbanot are not to benefit God. They are to benefit the people who bring them, who desire a way to get close to God, who get close to Hashem. People who want to be able to say thank you, to redeem a promise they made. Zevach le'elokim todah, v'shalem le'elyon nedarecha. Pasuk Yudalit, to offer to God a thanksgiving sacrifice, to pay your vows to the Most High. They want to be able to call out to God in their times of need so that He can help. And that is what the Mizmor is saying, that Hashem wants as well. Pasuk Tedvav, Ukraini biyom tzara, achaletzcha utechabdeini. When you call me in times of trouble, I will rescue you and you will honor me. Anyone can bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash, anyone except the Rasha. Uvel Rasha amar Elokim malacha lesaper chukai, vatisa briti alei ficha. But to the wicked, God says, how dare you recite my laws or bear my covenant on your lips? Hashem doesn't want the korban from those who really don't want to bring it, who don't want to get close to Him. The first part of this mizmor was a tochacha, a rebuke. The second is then a warning. Vatasa neta musar vatashlech devarai acharecha. Pasuk Yudayin, you who despise discipline and toss my words behind you. Imra itaka na vitiretzimo v'imin afim chelkecha. When you see a thief, you are drawn to him. You associate with adulterers. Picha shalachta vera'a ulishonecha tatzmid mirma. You speak evil freely and your tongue adheres to deceit. Be careful, says Hashem, with whom you associate. The Mizmor concludes with the following. Binu zot, pay attention to this, consider this, pasuk chaf bet, shochachei eloka, those who forget God, pen etrof ve'in matzil, lest I tear you apart with no one to save you. Zoveach todah yechabdeni, pasuk gimel, the last pasuk. Those who bring my offerings of thanksgiving honor me. V'sam derech areinu b'yeshay elokim, and for those who are following my way, I will show them God's salvation. As we conclude this mizmor that began with a gathering and ended with words of warning, we find the following lessons about what Hashem wants from us in our relationship with Him. But the points can also be applied to our relationships with others. If we want to get close to someone, we need to listen to what they want to say and not what we think that they will want. We need to make sure to say thank you and acknowledge when someone does a kindness for us. We need to stay away from people who do bad things. Don't let them influence you. And thus concludes the first mizmor of Asaph.